welcome to Stuck in Beta. I'm Greg.
And I'm Josh. How's it going, Greg?
It's going pretty good. It's October.
It is. Happy October. Can you believe it?
We were just talking about how stupid that was. So, we are coming... We are actually 2 weeks after our last episode, but I didn't post it until just the other day. So,
yeah.
You're probably not going to miss anything.
All our loyal fans.
All the loyal fans.
I just realized that for those that are going to be watching on YouTube, you can't even see my eyes because I'm wearing a hat. And I've got quite a shade going on over my eyes. I don't know.
Do you think people will notice? Look at me. Here's my eyes.
I need to talk like this with my. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if people notice or not. I look a little sketchy though. See how my head's down like this. The light is on our monitor over there. Can't see my face at all. Oh well.
I think we're all right. You can turn around backwards if you.
Oh, that's true.
So you could find all our clips and stuff on Half-Ass TV on YouTube. So what have you been up to, Josh?
Well, speaking of this hat and speaking of the reason why we haven't been together in the last 2 weeks, I went on a trip with my wife to Montana.
Oh, yeah.
First time ever in Montana. And we are intent. Well, the reason why we were going was to visit Glacier National Park, which is one of the top 10 national parks in the U.S., and it definitely held up to that. It was probably one of the most beautiful places we've ever been. The weather was amazing. The scenery was unreal, unbelievable. It just looked like a postcard everywhere you look. And just Montana overall, Montana as a state, you've kind of always heard the, like, it's very, like, sparsely populated.
Right.
And that's definitely true. And it just felt like everywhere we went, and of course we were only in a small section of the state, but we did have to drive 5 hours north from the airport to the national park. But the whole way, it was just very small little towns, and it's just very wide open. You know, like they say, big sky Montana.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what it felt like.
Now that's where Yellowstone, the TV show, takes place.
Yeah. And we saw...
I had to look up to make sure I was right.
We saw, like, hundreds of places that resembled that.
Oh, yeah.
It's just ranches everywhere.
Yeah.
Just huge ranches. And you'd see... You just go for miles and miles on... And most of it was two-lane highway. There was one interstate that we were on very briefly for, like, 10 miles that the speed limit's 80 miles per hour
on.
Oh,
wow.
And the
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Yeah. The two-lane highway, which is very similar to what I would say like Highway 21 in our area here, but maybe a little more straight. The speed limit was 70.
Wow.
On a small two-lane, or even like Highway A, you know, you and I.
Usually
here.
Usually it's like 50 or 55.
Yeah.
Is about the max for those small roads like that for us.
It was hard to maintain that speed. And of course, most people want to do 5 miles over.
Yeah, of course.
Least. So the locals, you could really tell, were constantly passing me because, I mean, it was very minimal traffic.
Like,
but
ah!
Yeah. And then they do have the added lanes where if there is an incline or you're going up a hill or whatever, there's that extra lane if you get behind a truck or whatever. But then the other thing that was interesting about speed limits is they put different speed limit for nighttime. So I think on those roads that were 70, it said 60 at night.
So it's like a digital sign that changes?
No, it was just like a white sign on top and a black sign on the bottom. So it said like speed limit 70 and then nighttime speed 60.
Now, nighttime, I guess, is after sunset?
I guess, yeah.
That's what you would... I mean, when do you get pulled over? If a cop is following you when you're doing 80 and then... You know, the sun is completely set at that point.
Yeah, I don't know.
See, like, you're 20 miles over now.
Right. But anyway, it was cool. It was a great trip. Did a lot of hiking. We were in the park for 5 days, and we stayed outside of the park in a small town. Went to a handful of breweries in the area, and, yeah, it was just a great, relaxing trip. Very little cell phone service up there, too,
really?
Which was really cool, just in the towns. So when we were driving or when we were in the park, there was no service, which was, I thought was cool. I mean, no notifications, no distractions.
It's
none of that
neat
crap.
Until you think of, like, if you're driving on one of those small roads or whatever, and you're like, man, if we break down here, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to have to actually walk to a gas station or whatever.
That's true.
Like we used to, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, but it kind of made, and that's a good point, it made us feel kind of like we were taking a step back in time.
Yeah.
The little towns and everything that we were in, I mean, you see the, like here in Festus, the town is, the main street is kind of got that old town charm a little bit. But these were like, almost look like back in the early settler days where the buildings.
Saloons.
Yeah, literally, where the buildings aren't even connected yet. There's like a building, and that would be. And most little towns that we drove through, it would say mercantile or it would say general store on
like,
the.
A lot of them, you'd have to step up on a. On
yeah.
Like a wooden deck to get into.
Yeah.
The, was it kind of like.
It
that?
Was. It was. A lot of these places, and I don't know. Some of them said that, you know, they would have signs that like established in, you know, 1890 or whatever, 1910, something like that. I think some of them are probably newer and just made to look like that.
Right.
But it was like everywhere we went, it felt like we were kind of in the old West.
Wow.
So anyway, Montana is cool. I would like to go back.
Pretty cool.
I do have a couple of stories about flight delays that I thought were kind of funny, but we can talk about those maybe as we're trying our beer here.
Yeah, our beer is getting a little warm, so let's get into it.
Let's do it.
So this week, I picked this up. It. I know you you got some from Montana, but...
Michigan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't bring any back on the plane from Montana.
Oh, okay. This one is Schnucktoberfest. I don't know if you want to...
I'll do a little video here while you're...
Okay. It is... So, here in St. Louis, there's a big grocery store chain called Schnucks, and they did a little... A collaboration with Four Hands Brewing, which is another local St. Louis brewery. So I'm assuming it says lager beer and Schnucktober. You play off Oktoberfest, Schnucktoberfest. That's what I'm assuming. It's an Oktoberfest beer.
At first glance, it looks lighter in color than a traditional Oktoberfest. Oktoberfest are generally darker and... This looks, it's very, very yellow and transparent. It's not what I would expect.
It's hazy, though.
A little hazy, yeah.
It's weird to me, though. Four Hands has an Oktoberfest out, and it has this one. So I wonder what's different. I can't find any information on this except, like...
Man, it smells like a pale ale or an IPA. It's different. Not what I expected at all.
It seems to me it doesn't have the same, I don't know, like the strong breadiness that Oktoberfest would have. It has, I mean, it has that lager flavor.
Yep.
And it's really light, 5.2%.
Yeah, to me it's more like a lager or a pale ale with a hint of some type of.
Yeah, it's got a
pop.
Yeah, on the back end, it's got a little, but it is a good lager, I'll give it that. But it's on the, it's to me, it's almost what I would consider Oktoberfest. It's not quite there. It feels like if we tried to make an Oktoberfest.
Well, you know what I'm thinking, because on the can here it has the German flag and then the St. Louis flag, and I wonder if it's intended, and it says lager beer on there underneath Schnucktoberfest. I don't know what Schnucktoberfest is. Maybe that's something completely unrelated to Oktoberfest.
Well, I think it's just a play on the Oktoberfest.
Well, what I was just thinking, maybe there's something at the store, at the grocery store, that is specific to Schnucktoberfest.
Oh.
But to me, it reminds me of like when you see the Oktoberfest in Germany and you see the, what are they called? The beer maids who are carrying around the giant.
Yeah, they like St. Pauli girl type.
Yeah, but the beer they're carrying around looks more like this. It's lighter in color, so I think it's more of just a lager, a general lager. Nothing, not like the Oktoberfest style that we're thinking of.
Yeah, it's funny. On one of these sites, it says it's a Marzen, and then on the can it says lager.
Yeah.
And then another site says Weizenbier.
That I could see. That's what it feels like to me.
Modern day Oktoberfest beer.
I don't know. It's nice. It's light. It's more like thirst quenching, or
I like it.
Yeah.
I think it's good. I would probably put it at a B rating, maybe.
Yeah, I think that's fair. It's nothing too special, I guess.
So,
nothing too exciting.
Yeah, we've had Oktoberfest beers that we don't like so much. Yingling. And,
I need to post that one still.
Oh, we still don't have that. Well, this one is better.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I'd give it a B as well. Yeah, not bad. Did you buy like a 4-pack of this?
It's a 4-pack.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I mean, this is one that, speaking of the Yingling, I believe they're still in your fridge. I need to grab those because I think I want to see what
I haven't drank any, so.
I want to see what my wife's reaction is to those because she always thinks it's funny that we don't like Yingling.
I don't know. I just can't get behind it.
I can't either. Our friend Mike, he loves it.
Yeah.
So let me tell you real quick these two stories about delayed flights. I've been traveling by air, you know, more in the last like 8 years than I ever did previously in the first 40 years of my life. And I've really had very little delays at all with flights, except for the one whenever we were coming back from Las Vegas.
That was awful.
We got stuck in, was it Little Rock, Arkansas?
Little Rock. We were stuck on a runway.
Yeah, they had an ice storm or snowstorm or something.
They had to defrost the plane twice.
But that was more understandable. It was a weather delay.
Yeah, yeah.
So we were leaving out of St. Louis, and we were our end destination was Bozeman, Montana, which there's no direct flights. We use Southwest. There's no direct flights from St. Louis to Bozeman. You have to go through Denver. So it's like 2-hour flight to Denver and an hour and a half to Bozeman. So the flights all sucked. And the only one that seemed reasonable going there and coming back were early in the mornings, so like 6 a.m. flights. And so we got up early, like 3 a.m. or whatever, 2:30 to get ready and leave. Got to the airport. Everything was fine. Everybody gets loaded up on the plane. Doors closed. They're like getting ready, getting prepared for takeoff. And then they come on an intercom and they're like, there's going to be a bit of a delay here. Don't worry. Nothing's wrong with the plane. Like, that's strange.
There's something wrong with the plane.
Yeah, that's strange. So
why would you even say that?
I know. So a little time goes by. And
don't look out the window to your left.
Beautiful weather. You know, there was no issues with weather here or there or anything like that. And they come back on the intercom a little while later after, I don't know, like 10 or 15 minutes, we're all sitting there, and they say, they told us the details. So one of the pilots, and I shouldn't be laughing at this, but he had like kidney stones, and he was having like, I guess they were in the process of needing to pass.
Oh no.
And they were like emergency, like evacuating him off the plane. And they were telling us like all the details. We got an ambulance on its way, and they're going to be taking him to the hospital. And then
at least he wasn't in one of the bathrooms on the plane.
But so then they're like, we have to wait for another pilot to arrive, and there's a flight coming in like 40 minutes. And so our connecting flight so we had to land in Denver, and then we had like 25 minute layover.
Yeah,
so clearly that's now in jeopardy. And of course we waited around there, and they're like, oh, we're going to go ahead and adjust everyone's flights. If you have a connecting flight, it's going to be automatically rescheduled. So It took us like over an hour before the next pilot came and, you know, got on. And they were, I mean, to Southwest credit, they were like apologized more, you know, over and over again. They were like, sorry for your delay and all that. But then the next flight to Bozeman was like 3 hours later after the original flight was scheduled to leave.
Yeah.
So we were supposed to get to Denver, or I think Bozeman. We were supposed to get there at like 11 a.m. and we didn't get there till like 4 in the afternoon. So that sucked. And we had to drive that. I mentioned that we had the 5 hour drive from Bozeman to Columbia Falls. So we were thinking, oh, we'll get to make the drive in the daylight and it'll be nice. And of course, you know, half the drive was in the dark and that sucked. So that was on the way there. And then on the way back, we had a similar incident where we got to the Bozeman airport on time. And again, flying Southwest, had to go from Bozeman to back to Denver. I think one of your dogs just passed gas.
It must. Oh. Dude, he has been all. It's got to be Mo.
Ooh, man. It is like right under my nose where his butt is.
I was talking about that to Molly. She goes, okay. I sent a messenger. I go, Mo's been farting.
He must have ate something rotten. I don't know.
I don't know what, because.
Whew.
Yeah, it smells like a. It doesn't smell like a dog fart.
No, it smells like a.
Like a human with really bad gas.
Really, really bad, yeah.
But. Sorry to change the subject, yeah. But that was happening upstairs too.
You're like,
and I look around, there's nobody
else.
There's the cat and Mo, and Rudy was downstairs.
Dang, Mo. And he just raised his eyebrows. Phew.
I don't.
Anyway, we were making our way from Bozeman to Denver, and we half the plane got loaded up, and then they like make an announcement. We were in. I left this part out of the earlier flight where when we were supposed to go from Denver to Bozeman, we had really great seating. What is that called? Section or whatever, where we were like B1 or something like that. And then when you get rescheduled to the later flight, they bump you to like the very bottom of the seating. So we were in like C60.
Oh, I thought Southwest now has assigned seats, though.
That doesn't go into effect until I think early next year.
Oh, okay.
So then same thing for coming back from Bozeman, going from Denver to St. Louis. We had a really great seat. It was like A15 or something. One of the highest that we've ever received.
Oh my gosh. And they bump you.
And they bumped us all. Yeah. So we half the plane was loaded up, and then they get on the intercom. Well, there's a technical delay with the plane. We're trying to figure that out. And then they come back on a little bit later. They're like, we got to get maintenance involved here. So it was a plane issue. And they're like, it's 6 a.m. or 5:30 or whatever. And they're like, we had to call in maintenance. They're on their way. They'll be here in like a half an hour. I'm like, what the hell? There's like no one from maintenance there?
Yeah.
So they come back on. They're explaining it. It's a little light on the control panel that isn't illuminating. So we need to make sure that if that illuminates, which I mean, they're doing their due diligence. They're not just like ignoring it or whatever.
What if another pilot had kidney stones?
So we ended up, you know, being like an hour and a half late, and then that flight going from Denver to St. Louis got delayed, so we got home way later than we expected. I mean, it was all fine, but I was like, wow, on the way there and back, there was an issue with the first flight, which delayed the second flight.
Wow.
That was kind of crazy.
I was just looking up. There was that thing that passed last year and then soon canceled by the current president. About
not a political comment.
Yeah. The flights, if you had delayed or canceled flights, you would be compensated. Well, I think it has to be over more than three hours for that to go into effect. But
yeah.
I was looking up to see if you would have been eligible at that time, but
yeah, I had assumed that they probably would have brought that to our attention, but yeah, they just apologized over and over again, which was fine. I mean, we survived.
Oh, there you go. Welcome.
Welcome to Stuck in Beta.
Sorry about that.
Well, what have you been up to, Greg?
Nothing. Back to you. Actually, last week we went to a concert, like an old, basically 90s alternative show, and it was Everclear was the headliner, and you had Local H played right before them, and the opener was Sponge. Well, it was fine.
Yeah.
I enjoyed Local H the best. I think I like that band. I think he's got a little Kurt Cobain type voice where it can go from screaming to coming down to just, you know, singing, and I like a lot of their songs. So I thought they were really good. Molly wasn't such a fan. She goes, he screams too much. I go, yeah, but you know like three or four of their songs. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Sponge was fine. Everclear, man, it... So he did say... Oh, man, what is... Now I'm going to get it wrong. Hold on.
While you're bringing that up, I'm apologizing to Molly. Hopefully I didn't offend her whenever you guys were saying you were going to this concert. I was like, I do not like Everclear. And I thought everyone knew that about me, but she was like, she looked at me a little funny. She's like, I like Everclear. Hopefully I didn't hurt her feelings or anything.
I don't think she cared. He actually said that he was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. And I didn't know that about him, but... So, the band, Art, the lead singer, he's the only guy that's still around.
Of course. That's how way most of those 90s bands are.
I mean, Local H, there's only two people, so I mean...
Yeah, true.
There's only one there, too, but, you know... And probably the same with Sponge. I didn't look up that. Yeah. I bet it's just the lead singer.
Yep.
So, the thing I had with him, it's like he couldn't get the high notes. It was a lot of monotone like the entire way, and it was
so he wasn't even trying or to hit those high notes.
It seemed like the last couple songs, you know, Santa Monica's their big one. That's their big song. Towards the end, that seemed more on cue, but a lot of it seemed like the sound, I don't know if it was just how they had it hooked up. His sound was just real muddy and like it sounded real fuzzy. I don't know, but it was weird too. So he was there, he'd sing and do they'd do their songs or whatever. Then he'd go to change guitars. It'd be totally quiet while he was going to change guitar. The bass player, Freddie, okay, he announced this guy like 15 times during the show. Freddie on bass, or whatever his name was. Like, what's his name again? You know. And every time they go to him, and he did not know how to banter. Not that I'm perfect at this type of thing, but... Every time it'd be like, how y'all doing? Is it good to be at an Everclear show? Hey! You know, he'd say things like, it sounded really like this was his first time with the band and like...
This was the bass player?
This was the bass player. He'd throw it to him while he was back switching guitars and then he'd come back. Huh. And it was so awkward every time they do that. And they did that at least... 6-7 times during the show, and he'd say this, hey guys, who likes 90s alternative? You know,
yeah.
I mean, it was just so bizarre. And Molly looked it up. That guy has been with the band for 9 years. So I don't know, they couldn't figure out banter. Like,
yeah, and that's you would think that would be something they would be good at by now,
because
for 30 years or whatever it's been that they've been a band, or not that they've been together, but the lead singer, you would think that he would be great at stage presence.
It's weird to me, because I've seen lots of bands, NoFX, Less Than Jake, Goldfinger, a lot of those bands, they know how to banter, joke with the audience and stuff in between songs. This guy's changing guitar. Well, the other two will start talking, you know.
Yeah.
They may or may not have something scripted, that, but they, it's, they know how to entertain a crowd, you know. They felt, I felt like, whew, if art isn't doing his thing, the rest are like, what do we do, you know? So.
That's funny.
That was my biggest complaint. They did all right. And they played every song. It's 30 years old, that they're, that first album that was Sparkle and Fade. That's their big album.
Okay.
So, there you go.
Speaking of concerts, Lori and I went to see the band Tropodelic.
Okay.
Have you heard of them?
No. You put Troydelic in the...
Oh, did I?
I didn't know what that was either.
Must have mistyped in the old agenda. No. Oh, I left out the P. Yeah, Tropodelic. You may know one of their songs because they had a collaboration with the Flobots a few years ago, several years ago now.
Okay.
That had, I think it had some radio play. But they're kind of an interesting band. We kind of discovered or rediscovered them on the 311 cruise.
Yeah.
And they've been the last 2 years. But they're a pretty cool band where they have a couple horns. They have a keyboard player. It's a pretty good-sized band, and they have a guy who's like the crowd guy. So kind of opposite of what you were talking about, they have a guy who's like super energetic and he's talking to the crowd the whole time. And then in a lot of their songs, he'll do like background vocals. He actually plays one of the horns, and then he like dances, and then he does some rapping. Like he'll have a little small rap section where he'll like have a little solo piece of it.
That's like the guy from Boston's who always dances, or the guy from Offspring that does the... Yeah.
So they kind of like bring together a lot of those different styles. The main lead singer is more like, his voice is more like soft singing, I would say. I don't know how else to describe that, but it's not like hard and yelling. And then the other guy does a lot of the, you know, different, you know, raps and stuff like that. But anyway, I actually played basketball with them whenever we were on the cruise because they had a pickup game. And so they were seemed
listen
like
listen to really, this name drop.
Yeah, name drop. No, they were cool guys to hang out with, and they were really nice, and they, you know, just like to have fun. And so Lori was like, "Let's go see them." So we were at the old Rock House, which I think we saw The Urge there several years ago.
Yeah,
really cool venue, and there was a couple opening acts for them. There was a guy, a rapper. Oh man, I just forgot his name, but anyway, he was pretty good. And then there was another band that came on. It was like Article Sound System, and they put their name at ASS. So Article Sound System.
Oh.
ASS.
Okay.
They were actually pretty good. They reminded us of No Doubt. The lead singer was, you know, female, of course, but they had that kind of sound and vibe. But yeah, their shirts and stuff in the merch section said like I love ass.
That's funny.
But they were good. I thought the name was a little cheesy. They seemed like better musicians than giving themselves a name that was kind of, I don't know, immature. Should I stop and restart?
Yeah, we're going to have to. It just stopped it on its own. So yeah, that sounds good. You said that was at the old Rock House?
Yeah. I would say check out Tropodelic. They're a pretty good band, and they're from Cleveland, and they don't have like a huge following or anything like that. They've been doing this for quite a while, but they're entertaining.
Have to check them out. Dog farted again. It is really bad.
That's gonna ruin my snack.
I don't know what he ate.
Oh god, it just hit me.
Toxic, man.
And it's funny because he's sitting right between us like, oh, I don't feel good, guys. I want to be close to you.
I know. Good night, buddy.
Man.
That is awful.
And he Holy crap.
Today we're eating chili, would you? So.
All right.
I've never had these, this style of Pringles. They're called Mingles.
Hmm.
And I just saw new on the bag, and they aren't exactly the ones I was looking for, but these are white cheddar and ranch.
Pringles Mingles. Are these new?
It says new, everyone.
Oh, okay. That got Greg's attention there.
There was a jalapeno and cheddar one I was actually looking for, but these look kind of like, I don't know what you would call them. They're all the same shape.
Looks like they also have barbecue and pizza and cinnamon and sugar.
I guess Pringles wanted to go another direction.
That is weird that it's like, what is that? Like popcorn puff stuff?
Yeah. It's like puffed corn.
Yeah. Or like a, oh, what is the cheese puffs?
Yeah.
Hmm. That's weird. Why Pringles? Why?
I don't know.
I mean, they're not bad, but
I think they taste pretty good though.
These light, airy, crispy, puffy puffs combine two mouthwatering flavors on every bow tie shape puff for melt in your mouth goodness.
Hmm. Ah, they're bow tie. See Pringles, yeah. The Pringles guy and his bow tie.
And they all have two flavors.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, they're not bad.
I would give them an astounding. Yeah, I'll have them. I'll eat them.
Yeah. Yeah, they're fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird though. It's just kind of weird that Pringles would go, "Hey, let's do something completely different than what we're known for." You're really struggling where to put these.
Yeah. They're known for things in a can, and then they're bringing out a bag. It's a little weird for me. Probably those Mingles have been around a while, but all right.
Are these a good snack to have before a run?
No.
I don't know what kind of segue that is.
So let me tell you. On the last episode, I was saying how I didn't do a lot of training. I may have ran like once before the 5K that was coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And the night before, well, I drank about 3 beers or so.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Well, I finished. I didn't stop running.
No.
I 31 something, 31 and some change is what
Yeah, minutes. Yeah.
So I didn't do bad. I didn't do as good as I wanted to, but
I thought you did great.
Well,
I was proud of you and very surprised. You seem like, actually, you looked like you could have pushed a little bit harder. I mean that as a compliment. Like you, when you finished, you looked like you maybe still had some in the tank, so to speak. So, which I think is probably smart because you weren't like out there trying to like hurt yourself or anything like that.
Yeah,
but. Yeah, to like go out and not have, you know, trained very much, and like you said, you were living like Babe Ruth the night before going out.
Well, you know,
drinking beers and smoking cigars. And,
well,
no,
you not didn't smoking cigars, but
chewing tobacco.
Yeah, Hey, I did it, and I gotta like. I'd love to keep on running. I just gotta find the time to do it. And right now, the weather sucks. I got to do it either early in the morning or later in the evening because I can't, like a lot of my exercise that I like doing is in the middle of the day because that's when I have time.
Hmm.
So it's harder for me to actually do it later at night. Or, so I just got to figure it out.
Yeah, speaking of the weather, what is it? Is it still appropriate to call this Indian summer? Isn't that what, or is that like a Is that inappropriate?
Well, I mean,
were you just clutching your pearls?
I was.
Yeah,
I don't think they call it that anymore.
I
probably
have no idea
not,
what it's called. That used to be common though to hear it.
Yeah, it was usually all through September. Once you got to October, you'd be in the clear. But
yeah, we never had like it's 88, I think today, or 89 for the high, something like that.
It's dumb. I don't like it.
I thought that our leaves were starting to change a couple weeks ago, but I think all that they were doing was going through a drought period where they were turning brown and like protecting the tree itself.
Yeah,
because there's like no trees changing color here, and
no, they'll just turn brown and fall off.
Yeah, a lot of my pictures that are coming up from past years are showing where on this day I'm taking a picture and it's like all the colors of the fall. But here we're still totally green. It's been a weird fall.
Yep. And it's hard to feel like Halloween time.
Yeah. Either. Yeah. But you're all about it.
I am about it. I got to put out my stuff outside. I've got it all, most of it. I don't have the stuff on the lawn. And I got a few animatronics I want to build. I've got a reaching one.
Yeah.
Like two arms. I got to put it all together. I act like I have it all. I have to build it from scratch.
Oh, man. We should have gotten on that back in like August.
Yeah, we probably should have, but
we have, what, about six or so videos on our How to Fix a Workshop channel?
Yeah. That
every year you see it, they take off generally.
Yeah, our Halloween props. Yeah,
yeah.
They do pretty well.
They spike in like, I don't know, September and October.
Yeah. So, right now would be the perfect time to release one. So
yeah, it would.
So I gotta get a project done, edit it, and post it in the next few days.
It's a tall order.
I'll get to work on that.
So speaking of Halloween, I was asking you before we started recording here that the last couple of years, I think or maybe it was just last year, Lori and I have watched a movie series. Last year it was the Halloween, the whole movie franchise, and we watched it from
even the latest one, Halloween Kills and Halloween, I can't remember.
Yeah, I think we watched all of them that were available at the time. I don't know if there's been anything new that came out since then, but this year I was wanting to watch one, and I'm debating between Nightmare on Elm Street and Friday the 13th. You got any recommendations?
I think I like Nightmare on Elm Street better, but I do like Friday the 13th, there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of Nightmare as well, but there was the weird ones, like the Jason Takes Manhattan, and really,
oh, yeah,
that's really kind of a wrong title because he's only in New York City at like the last 20 minutes of the movie or something. And the one where he went to space, Jason X.
Oh God, that sounds stupid.
Yeah. So there are some that are better than others. If you want to get to the cheese horror, I mean,
yeah,
both are good options for that type of slasher.
Yeah.
But I feel, I don't know, Friday the 13th, I feel that some of the first, I think the first one's kind of boring, if you
really
ask me. First two, really.
Well, Jason's not in the first one, right?
He's in it, but it's his mom who's a killer. Spoiler!
Yeah. Oh, the other franchise that we watched, maybe it was the year before that, or maybe it was last year, I don't know, but it was the Scream series, which are really good.
Those are good. I really like those.
And I think there's a new one of those coming out, if it hasn't already.
Six, seven?
I was thinking eight or nine, but
oh my gosh.
I could be wrong. But yeah, I think that either came out earlier this year or it's coming out early next year. And those come out, I mean, they're not, I guess, intended to be Halloween movies, but the release date for the newest one was like in February or something like that, which is a weird time of year to release a movie.
Yeah.
Especially a scary movie. So yeah, I don't know. I'll have to choose one or the other and report back.
It's weird. You know my favorite of those you don't like at all, and Molly hates it. Cabin in the Woods is the greatest movie.
I should give it another try. And it's just the one, right?
It's just the one. It literally is meant to be a take on... It's kind of like goofing on all those horror movies, but this shows you behind the scenes that there's actually something there, some guys at computers that are... Oh, they did this, so they're gonna get the zombies are gonna kill them.
Yeah, they're trying to make it predictable or not predictable or follow this script or whatever.
It's one of the scary movies. I think it's the perfect blend, and I don't know. I love that movie.
There's a lot of those that I didn't appreciate at the time that after rewatching, I've come to appreciate. So maybe I give it another try. I didn't like the Halloween movies back in the day, but now, I mean, there's still some of them that are garbage, but
I like, what's the three? The Season of the Witch, where it's the masks.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with Jason.
No.
Or not Jason, Michael Myers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was that even, it wasn't even, John Carpenter, was it, who did that movie?
I don't think so.
Yeah, he did I think he did the first two, and then he came back later in the series and did with Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah, they originally wanted to just make it Halloween, and each will be a different...
Oh, yeah. Type of story
Story. Actually, kind of what American Horror Story,
right,
I would say, does. So,
yeah,
that's one you... Well... I had a love-hate relationship. There's a season of American Horror Story called 1984, where it's like an 80s horror movie.
Okay,
but to me, I liked how it was, but then there was no likable characters on there, so that kind of killed it. And it normally... An 80s horror movie is okay, hour and a half, you're done.
Yeah.
You had so many episodes, so it was a long, long run.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I do like that hour and a half format.
Yeah. All right. Are we going to do a top five? We talked about it.
Well, we can give it a try. We were just going to, off the top of our heads, talk about our top five things to do in October.
That almost sounded like my dog. Maybe this is the one. That's the one I normally use.
Yeah. All right.
Top five things to do in October. Are we just going to go back and forth?
Yeah, we'll go back and forth. And
we'll come up with five together.
Oh, that's fine, yeah. And October is, I would say, my favorite month of the year.
Yeah, I would say that. It's the start of all the end of the year festivities, the holidays. You got your trifecta of holidays.
And generally some of the best weather
that
we experience here in St. Louis area. So I'll kick things off. One of my favorite things to do in October is to go hiking.
Hiking? You do that all year long.
I do.
Okay, we're doing separate lists.
All right.
Go ahead.
No, I mean, it's just fall colors and that kind of thing.
I was going to bring up the one time I think Six Flags gets a bad name most of the year, but I do think they do a good job at Fright Fest.
Yeah.
Fright Nights? Fright Fest?
I don't know.
I think it's Fright Fest.
And you haven't been in a couple of years, and I haven't been in even more than that, but I think I think they've improved the park since you've been last.
Well, it's been a couple of years.
New ownership.
Yeah. So, but they would always pull out all the decorations, do so much stuff during the Halloween season.
Yep.
So, good times.
Well, I got to go with kids' birthdays. two of my kids have birthdays, and maybe I should put that as number one, but two of the four kids have a birthday in October, so great memories of having people over and celebrating. They're older now, so we don't do that as much, but we still hang out with the kids and generally try to do something, and they're both in the middle of the month, the 11th and the 13th, and I think it's just always kind of a fun thing to look forward to that we have two kids' birthdays in October, another one in December, and then the next one is not until May, but the two in October are always kind of fun because there's like the house is, well, I could save that for a different number, but you know, decorations and you have all that kind of going on
yeah.
at the same time as their birthdays.
Okay. Okay. I'll have to say, oh, this means one of us has three and one only has two, right?
Or if we just keep going.
Oh, we keep going. I know a lot of guys would say it's lame to go apple picking and all that. I enjoy going to Eckert's, going, grabbing the pumpkins, grabbing the apples. I like taking the apples off the tree and eating them in the field because when you're in the field, you're not going to get charged for them. So I usually eat about three or four apples.
Wow.
Well, they're good apples. You like a good apple,
I
right?
I do. I don't think I've eaten three or four. I've never eaten three or four apples in one.
Well, it's fun out there because you do that. It feels fallish. And then you go, they always have their different types of ciders and like, the apple cider, the hard spiked ones too.
And mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Kind of similar to that, but I like all of the different festivals that are going on. There's a ton.
Street Fest next week, Main and Mill, right?
Tomorrow is Viking Fest for Mead. What is it called? Four Brothers Mead.
Four Brothers, yeah.
I think we're going to stop by. Stop by that.
Are you going to go to Street Fest? Or what? The Main and Mill one?
Perhaps we were going to go. Another one is the Soulard Oktoberfest. Lexi was wanting to go to that for her birthday during the day, and we were thinking maybe we swing by the Main and Mill Street Fest on our way back to, you know, home after that.
With festivals, Zootoberfest, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
You've never been to that one, but man, that's this weekend and next weekend. Always a lot of...
Oh, that's a good one.
Always a lot of beers to drink.
Do they do that on Fridays?
I think there's one Friday they do, but it's normally... Saturday and Sunday, and it's... I just looked it up. You buy a stein for $12. They'll fill it that first time.
Yeah.
And then I think it's $7 to refill them
with
whatever beer they have.
Cool.
So it's a fun time.
There's another one going on this weekend in Wood River, I think, Illinois, called Stubborn Fest. That is Stubborn Brewing over there.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds pretty cool. It's, you know, big German type style festival, but yeah, I love this time of year for those.
All right, any what more October?
I mean the decorations. I like the fall decorations and the Halloween decorations. We don't get too carried away with Halloween decorations at our house.
We do.
But my wife loves the fall decorations, so we have the pumpkin pillows, the floor mats, and all the pumpkins. I think we have a couple
candles that smell like
candles. Yeah, the smells. Yeah. Oh, so you said most guys don't like the
fall candles.
Apple.
I love, man.
I love the pumpkin flavored stuff, with the exception of maybe like coffee and drinks and all that. But I love the breads and the muffins and candies.
We have pumpkin gooey butter cookies upstairs.
Ooh,
they're really
good.
Good.
I may have to. Take a couple of those with me.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah, I agree with that, but I also love the pumpkin lattes and stuff, too.
You do?
Yeah, I do. What is this? Jerk.
I mean, you're just getting in touch with your feminine side.
Because pumpkin's feminine for some reason.
No, I just told you all the things that I like. But you like the... I have a pumpkin spice latte.
I'll Seven Brew. I had to try them because they just moved into town.
Oh, yeah.
And they have a pumpkin blondie, which is pumpkin pie with caramel and vanilla. It's freaking, like, really, really sweet.
Hmm. Yeah.
It's good, though. It's good. I enjoy it.
We've talked or drank a lot of pumpkin beers in our day, but, man, that's one thing that I don't care for too much is the pumpkin ales, the pumpkin beers.
Yeah. I want to try and find Atomic Pumpkin because I've tried it on my own, but I don't think you've... It's kind of it's a spicy pumpkin.
Okay.
I think it tastes really good. They always have that at the Zootoberfest too.
Okay.
But
I had I tried Main and Mills the other day or a couple weeks ago when I was there, and it's just like I can't get past it.
For most of them, the pumpkin beers, I think when it's a pumpkin, more of a pumpkin stout, I'm more inclined to drink more of them. Not like, you know what I mean. Like, if someone gives me one pumpkin ale, I'm good. But if I had to buy a whole six pack of them,
yeah,
I still have some pumpkin ale from last year, I think.
We sat around years and years ago sampling pumpkin beers from, like, I don't know what it was. Back in the day, it was like 15 different pumpkin beers.
Yeah. Oh, we did that in... That was like one take. Like, yeah. I mean, we stopped we recorded like 15 videos, but we did them all in a row.
Right.
That was nuts.
We were.
Now, I don't think we drank a whole beer, but
definitely split them.
We split them and we do like maybe a shot of them or something.
Yeah, the tasters. Yeah.
But man, yeah, that was a lot of pumpkin.
It'd be fun to revisit that video.
Holy crap.
Anyway.
Man, we're getting towards the end, right?
Yeah. The only other thing I was going to mention... Oh, you had something on pop culture, but I was going to mention the only thing that we've been really watching lately is... Are you familiar with the comedian Leanne Morgan?
I am not.
She's older. She's like 60. She's from Tennessee, so she has a very strong Tennessee accent.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, Lori and I both we stumbled upon her on YouTube or something, and she has a Netflix special, and it's kind of like overnight stardom or something. I don't know if that's the right terminology, but I guess she's been doing a little bit of stand-up over the years, but she really kind of, I guess, I don't know, got recognized or grew into it in the last couple of years. But now she's like everywhere, and she has a Netflix show on that's just called Leanne, where she's the star, and she has her sister on the show is the lady from Third Rock from the Sun, the tall blonde.
Oh yeah,
and then the Ryan Stiles is her ex-husband. But anyway, the show is really good, and it's the old-fashioned style, like, 22-minute sitcom. And
it's a sitcom.
Yeah. Do you know Chuck Lorre, the guy did like three and a half men or 2.5 men, whatever? He's the...
Can you do Big Bang too?
Yeah, I think so. So he does that show as well, and it just came out recently, and we've been binge watching that. I think it's definitely worth watching, and I hope they continue to make more because it's pretty good. And anyway, her comedy is just very, like, it kind of reminds me of, like, Nate Bargatze.
Right.
Not, you know, vulgar or anything like that. And it's just, you know, self-deprecating in some cases, kind of joking on her husband and stuff like that. She's funny.
So let's go back. The year is 1985, maybe early 1986. That's about when it started. Burger King wasn't doing too well. If McDonald's had just come out with the McDLT, you remember that?
Yeah.
It was the hot side hot, cold side cold sandwich, mm-hmm. you know. George Costanza was in the commercials.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you say you're getting tired of lettuce and tomato hamburgers that don't quite make it?
Yeah!
Then look at McDonald's new McDLT.
I'm talking quarter pound of beef on the hot, hot side.
The new McDLT.
Hot, hot.
They had a big marketing promotion on that. Everyone was talking about McDLT. Well, Burger King had no such marketing. It's pretty terrible. Their answer to combat with McDonald's is this nerdy guy named Herb the Nerd.
Sometime soon, this man could walk into your life and make you a millionaire.
It's Herb!
This man is Herb. Now
anyway, apparently Herb, this bald, nerdy guy with glasses, he's wearing a suit, his pants are, they're flooding, you know,
yeah,
they're coming
short.
Up. High waters, we used to call him that, right?
Yep.
Is that still a thing? He was going to show up to at least one Burger King in every state in the country. And if you spotted him, you go, hey, you're Herb. He'd hand you $5,000 right there.
Wow.
Yeah. So the whole lore behind him, he's never tried a Whopper before.
Okay.
So if you saw him in a Burger King, you'd say, hey, Herb. And he was trying a Whopper for the first time. was his thing. But is it such good marketing to say that, you know, this guy never ate our food or, you
yeah.
know, it's kind of a strange
yeah
thing. So also anyone in the restaurant at the time got they were entered into $1 million drawing.
Okay.
And so that was the upside.
Is there good things that happened with this publicity stunt?
No, it was pretty much a flop. they kind of thought that towards the end, I think they actually finished the promotion. There was actually a winner from Kentucky that won $1 million.
Hmm.
But I remember I was 8 years old at the time. For some reason, it was just me and my mom at Burger King. What's your favorite sandwich from Burger King? What's your favorite thing at Burger King?
Probably the chicken sandwich.
Me too. the long...
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember, it used to come, it was wrapped up, and they'd cut it right in half, and it'd be in, like, this cardboard box.
I don't remember
open,
that.
And then it'd be the two halves.
Really? No, I don't remember that.
Oh, man. It seemed it even tasted better that way.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just chicken with mayonnaise and lettuce. It isn't much.
Yeah.
One time, we'd go to that, go in South County, there was a Burger King for some reason. I don't remember why. It was just me and my mom. I don't know what my dad and brother were off doing.
Mm-hmm.
But we swear we saw this guy. We saw Herb.
Yeah?
And both of us, she's like, yeah, I think you're right, Greg. I think that is him. Neither one of us had the nerve to go up and ask him because we didn't want to offend anyone.
Yeah.
But then we went there pretty often. And I remember going back another week, maybe a week or two later, and we saw the same guy.
Oh.
So we're like, thank God it wasn't him.
Yeah.
You know, it had to have been just a regular customer. I doubt he would keep going, why isn't anyone
right.
noticing
no
me?
No one recognizes me.
Yeah.
What a weird job to have, to like travel across the country and just walk into different restaurants.
Yeah, I know. And he became more of just a punchline than an actual mascot for Burger King's never really had a mascot. I guess they had the Burger King, that creepy king, but never really anything, especially at that time that I remember. So afterwards, Herb made a cameo on WrestleMania 2.
Oh my gosh.
As the guest timekeeper for Rowdy Piper versus Mr. T.
Nice.
Now, I don't remember that match, but that sounds exciting to me.
Yeah.
And even weirder, remember Wendy's? What was their lady? Where's the Beef?
Yeah.
She, Clara Peller, she also appeared there, and she was a timekeeper for another match. So it was kind of the peak of our fast food mascots and wrestling crossovers, right? But yeah, I always remember that as just such a strange promotion, and not everyone really remembers it because it's a stupid promotion too. It's not everyone remembers McDonald's releasing, you know, McNugget buddies or the Halloween bucket, stuff like that, but not things like this. You know, it just is so odd.
So did you find any like evidence or stories of people who actually got the $5,000?
The only thing I found is a person that won the million.
Oh, okay.
Like I said, it was a guy from Kentucky. But
that's wild.
Yeah. So there you go. The Where's Herb Burger King promotion from 1986.
Where's Herb now?
Who knows? John Menick, he was an actor. I'm curious if he's done anything else.
That was his claim to fame.
Probably. Let's see. No, I don't want to. Let's see. Here we go. Oh, he apparently died back in June of 2022 at 71.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. Some of his most notable. He is a professional actor, writer in New York. For 26 years, he was acknowledged as one of the most recognizable talents. It was Herb for Burger King, the same old man for Arby's, Louis the Lip for RC Cola, the comic spokesman for Mazda. Man, AT&T, Dymatap.
Wow.
So he's done a lot of commercials. I was trying to see if he was in any movies we actually knew, but
I haven't had Burger King in quite some time. Now I want one of those chicken sandwiches.
There you go. Top of the line. It's on an episode of Family Matters. So there you go.
There we go. Herb.
All right. You got anything else?
I don't think so. This has been fun.
Well, thanks, everyone, for joining us.
Yeah.
It's been a great time hanging out with you.
Yep.
And we'll see you next time.